This is Video Store Clerks. All movies, all the time. Welcome to the store.
Hey there, guys. Oh. Welcome to the first fucking crossover episode with the Video Store Clerks. You're missing somebody.
Chad.
Yes, Chad isn't here tonight. Chad won't be with us this evening, unfortunately, but that's okay. The store is still open. Oh, we're here. Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited. Hercules, Hercules.
It should definitely be a pretty fun one, to say the least. And we're already getting taglines already in here, guys. Ooh, it should be a pretty fucking scary episode, that's for sure. So, anyways, man, Dave, this is, like I said, this is like our first crossover episode. Chuck,
yeah,
no offense, but me and Dave always talk to you, so I mean, we don't really give a fuck. But I'm just giving you shit, dude.
I know.
We've been wanting to do this for a while now.
Oh
yeah,
dude. Yeah.
We kind of wanted to wait for to do a big Halloween special, but Halloween's so far away.
Yeah, we can still do it then, right now. But.
Well, yeah. If you want to, we could do the same thing. We'll just do Phantasm again on Halloween.
I'm down.
Right. Then, or we can go really, really fucked up with it. And we could talk about all three Human Centipede movies.
I want to buy all three of them. I like the first one quite a bit. But.
Yeah, I know, Chuck. Mm-hmm. Chuck was in the second one.
Phantasm.
what's weird though is like for me is like I'm on both podcasts, yes. So I'm you know, it's you get you it's are. Just I don't know, it's kind of crazy because it's like Chad's not here, so it's not equal, and now you have like half of me's over here and half of me's over there. It's a good thing I'm the same on both shows.
That's definitely fair. So where is Chad tonight? What's going on with this guy?
Chad's getting, believe it or not, more tattoo work done.
Oh yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What is he?
Motherfucker's running out of room.
I was gonna say, didn't he have quite a few?
Yeah, he's just gonna have his bald head to do this. Look like Bam Bam Bigelow here soon.
Oh dude, I can see that.
I truly hope he gets his head tattooed.
Some flames.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, anyways, guys,
let's start looking like Post Malone.
So, this week we're doing the Phantasm films. Now, I know with me personally, this has definitely been like a all-time favorite horror franchise.
Oh,
me
yeah.
Personally, like, I like this more than I would say even stuff like Friday the 13th.
It's right up there with them for me, just because I love them, all of them so much. But it's.
Did he freeze?
Uh-oh.
He froze middle of a sentence.
Am I back now?
Yeah, you're back now. Yeah.
The fuck just happened? Whatever.
Yeah.
The internet doesn't like you.
No, yeah, it's storming here too. So.
Oh well, I mean, it is what
hopefully
it
doesn't. Hopefully it doesn't fuck it up too bad this time.
Fair. Now, what about you, Dave? Now, what are your views on this? You know, take us back to little Dave watching some horror movies.
Sure. Back when I saw the first one first, because I think it was when the third one came out and they had previews on TV, and all I saw was the ball. It's like, oh, that looks cool. So I rented the first one, and I remember the tall man and those little fucking creatures used to freak me out, especially when they chased after you. Just watching them run was so freaky. But the tall man is like such a great villain. The great Angus Scrim, who passed away, I believe, in 2016.
Somewhere like around that.
Sorry, I think it was 2016. But you just look at that guy and you're like, man, where did they find him?
Yeah, well, you're right. It was January 9th, 2016. He was 89, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he lived a very crazy life, jumping planes, and
I understand, like, he did, he wrote articles for, like, TV Guide and outlets like that, and even did some work in music, just all kinds of stuff, as it turns out.
That's what we're talking about?
We're talking about Angus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Angus is a man.
I did get to meet him at a con before he passed away.
Oh, you did?
Of course, the nicest guy you'll ever meet. He was one of those. That's how you can judge a celebrity sometimes at a con. Do they look like they're having fun?
Yeah.
And he was having fun.
He always would go through all the voices and all that stuff. I didn't get to meet him, but right before he passed, he was supposed to be at Scarefest in Lexington, and they did a whole Phantasm panel. And I was so pissed, like, because I really wanted to show him my tattoo, you know. I got to show Reggie, and him and his wife thought it was really cool. But during the panel, Don Cascarelli actually called Angus and had him on speaker. And, man, you could tell it was kind of heartbreaking to hear him so sick, you know. But he was still trying his best to get through it, and he was saying all the lines, you know. It was cool. It was a really cool moment that I'll always remember and always cherish. Yeah.
Right.
Super nice guy. I mean, you know, really super nice guy.
Right.
Loved what he did.
Him as well as Reggie Bannister, as I was talking earlier with you. They were both in Wishmaster. Angus Scrim was the one that was the narrator for Wishmaster.
I didn't know that.
No, that's
cool. Yeah. Yeah, definitely a random interesting fact, to say the least, that's for sure. And was he in Phantasm 5? I did not. Yes. Ravager? Yes, he was.
Yeah, he was.
Actually, he was, yes. That wasn't even his last movie. I believe his last one was, oh, God, what the hell was that? I was just looking at it a minute ago. Dances with Werewolves, which, you know.
Okay.
What do you expect? You know what I mean? I mean, he's been in quite a few, like, lower-end horror movies. It seems like he's...
I've got one of them.
Oh, yeah? Which one?
It's called, The Off-Season.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's not good. His scenes are good, but the movie's really slow.
He's in one of my favorite kind of, like, cheesy horror movies, Chopping Mall.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. I absolutely fucking love that one, that's for sure.
Who was he in Chopping Mall?
He was the doctor.
Shit.
I'll have to go back and watch it.
I don't remember him in ever. That. Okay.
Yeah, I've seen Chopping Mall a lot.
It's a good one. It's a fun one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. So, anyways, let's go ahead and talk about some of these movies and get our thoughts on them and, you know, maybe do a ranking or something, whatever the hell we decide to do with this. So, with the first one, let me go ahead and throw out a plot synopsis for everybody here. A teenage boy and his friends face off against a mysterious grave robber known only as the Tall Man, who employs a lethal arsenal of unearthly weapons. Which, I mean, sounds pretty fun. Let's go ahead and jump into the plot synopsis for the second one. Mike, now released from a psychiatric hospital, meets with Reggie and discover his dreams. The events of the original film are real, and they both journey to find and stop the evil tall man from his grim work. Then we go into three, Lord of the Dead, which is definitely a it's a pretty fun one.
Yeah.
Mike and Reggie continue to hunt the mysterious tall man, discovering along the way that the invasion has already begun. Then jumping into Oblivion. I mean, some of these plot synopses seem to get shorter and shorter as you go.
Right.
Four, Mike travels through time and dimensions to find the tall man's origins. And that's the entire plot synopsis for that one. And then going into Ravager, the final installment of the long-running Phantasm series is what the plot synopsis says. I mean, yes, it is definitely the final installment of it. I don't know if I would say it's a long-running franchise. I mean, long-running as far as time goes, you're going from like 1979 to 2016. Mm-hmm. But I mean, still only five movies to begin with.
Yeah.
I think three through five, there was a lot of time between the sequels.
Well, I mean, just one to two, you're looking 79 to 88.
Oh, was it that long?
Yeah, and then from two to three, you're going, I think, what, three was in 94, yeah. And then, 90, yeah, it goes 94 to 98, then to 2016.
Yeah, so, I mean, two were closer together, but no, I guess not.
No,
yeah, I thought three and four were closer together.
It seems like the biggest gap is actually in between four and five. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you're going 98 to 2016. A lot of fucking changes there. I mean, weird thing too. I mean, just, you know, thinking about it, like from 1979 all the way through Oblivion, Angus looks the fucking same. Like that dude's always been an old man.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. This is a lot because of the amount of time to get each film done.
Well, and I think five was worse production wise. I think I think they did it in secret, or and it took a couple years. And I think you could tell because Reggie ages a little bit
right
before your eyes.
Yes.
That's not makeup.
Yeah.
No, it's not. But Reggie's awesome, that's for sure. And Jeff, dude, he says only long run because of the amount of time to get it done. I really hope it didn't take them like what 10 years in between some of these movies to get it done. like I love these movies, they're great, but they're not take 10 years to get finished done.
Right, yeah. Well, in the first one, Angus really, I mean, because I don't remember how old he was when he was in that, but he really wasn't that old. But the makeup made him look fucking older than he was. Okay. And as time went on and as he got older, they really didn't have to do too much with his makeup. Just give him maybe like some, like a little more, make him a little more pale and a few more lines here and there. But really, I mean, yeah, he's pretty much stayed the same. In Ravager, you can tell that he wasn't doing good, which is why they also spliced in a lot of the classic, like, you know, extra scenes from like the first movie, like, you know, that weren't in it, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, he's been around since like what, I think he was born in mid 40s. Like Reggie Bannister's pretty old man to begin with. I will say in this series he does have one of the coolest weapons.
Oh fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Double barrel.
I mean,
kick back from that bitch.
Oh my god! I all right. Sounds fucked up, but I mean, if anybody wants to see it, feel free to message me. I will send you the pictures. I have a buddy of mine, and double barrel, 50 cal slugs, bolt triggers, same time. I watched it go all the way through his hand.
Oh,
and like I got a video of it with us at the hospital with him getting stitches, and they're like giving him a numbing shot, just like squirting out the hole in between his hand. So I can't imagine doing it with that, like especially you hit like, you know, because you have a trigger for each one, so it's like you hit all that at one time, dude. You're gonna blow your fucking hand off.
Unless you're Reggie Bannister, which I was watching when I was going through and watching some of these the other night, to refresh, I was watching the Joe Bob versions of it. Reggie was on there. Joe Bob asked him, you know, had he ever actually shot with actual live shells, you know, the shotgun. And he said, no. He's like, I'm sure somebody might have. He's like, but even just with in three, he puts it up like this and fires because he just kind of senses something coming up behind him. And he says that when he did that, like the flames shot way out. And he's like, I couldn't even imagine what it would be like to actually shoot live shells in it.
Oh, yeah. It would fuck you up, dude. There is no way. Yeah, yeah.
Brutal.
Let's see. Richard's in here. I thought he looked more imposing in three and four. I'm assuming he's talking about what, Angus?
Yeah.
Talking about, all right.
I thought he was talking about Angus. And I would actually almost agree with that.
Right, David, I've noticed the original is kind of like pre-Nightmare on Elm Street. It has a lot of dreamlike sequences. The sequences where the tall man looms over Mike in the dream in the cemetery is similar to the original Nightmare on Elm Street, where Freddy is looming over Nancy in the wall. There's a scene where Mike gets stuck in the mud. I definitely want to talk about some of the looming scenes of the tall man. That's for sure.
Yeah, go ahead and get with it there, JB. We know what's coming next.
Oh, I've talked about it. And I definitely feel the need to make sure I talk about it more. Jeff, yeah. Jesus fucking Christ. I think I know what he's talking about there. And Richard, it only takes a decade to reload a four barrel. I mean, it definitely takes a while. I do kind of wonder, like, what he's actually shooting. Like, the birdshot, buckshot. Is he throwing fucking slugs on that bitch? Like, I mean, all that's really going to change the kickback on that. Like, if he's throwing slugs in that thing and the way he's shooting, I mean, Reggie.
That's Bannister, a good question, actually. I never even thought about that.
He's the fucking man. Like, cause think about it. Like, when he's the shooting, like, you're not getting a lot of recoil when you're watching these movies with him.
Right.
So, I mean, he's either like, he has to be like one of the most badass men of fucking life.
That's true, simple, he is.
You know? But anyways, guys, why don't we talk about some of our favorite scenes? Dave, dude, why don't you go ahead and lead us off?
Eddie's scene with the spheres.
Yes.
The first time that bitch comes around the corner. Uh-oh, we lost JB.
I don't know what happened with that. We'll just keep talking. He'll be back.
Right. And like I said before, anything with the tall man and those little fucking, what were they called? Were they trolls? Do they have a name?
Little evil gnomes.
Yeah, I always think of Spaceballs when I see them.
Yeah, yeah. May the Schwartz be with you.
And the first one was always my favorite. It just felt like a bunch of people got together and decided to make a movie. I think the budget was like $300,000 or something. And I like it when they leave it to the audience to decide. Is this all in his head, or is this actually happening?
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't go for a coherent story.
No.
By design. But I believe the cut of the first one was actually over 3 hours or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard that, yeah. Like
tons and tons of footage, which a lot of it they were able to get and put in the fifth one, I believe, to do
they will throughout the whole series, there's scenes that were cut out. Because they use like in three or four, which is the one where it shows the tall man hanging, and then you see. Because
I thought that was five.
Was it five?
No.
When
Mike's hanging and then you see the tall man hanging too and stuff.
Yeah.
Is that four? Yeah, that's Oblivion.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, yeah. Well, because they took different. That's throughout the whole series that they did. In five, they had to do it a little bit more just because Angus wasn't well enough to do a lot of stuff. But,
and that part you're talking about, I believe, was one of the alternate endings where they actually killed him.
Yeah.
By the way, Dave, those things were called, and this according to the Phantasm Wikipedia page, dwarf zombies.
Oh, that's it? Oh, that's not very creative.
Okay, then. you know, you make the weirdest fucking movie in horror history, and dwarf zombies is what you come up with.
I'm surprised.
Okay. But
I like how normally in a horror movie in the franchises, the killer goes to a different group of teenagers in every movie. And these films were like that. It's a continuation through all five films, which I like.
Right. It's like Terminator.
Recasting in the second one. Especially when I was a kid, I hated it when a character got recasted. Like Patricia Arquette in Nightmare, Corey Feldman in Friday the 13th. Like, it used to bug me so much when a character got recasted like that. But that's Dark Jawas. See? That's a good name.
I fucking love you, Jeff.
Dwarf zombies.
Dark
Jawas. I don't understand. I don't understand it. But whatever.
Right, right.
It's greatness regardless. I would say the talking about favorite scenes of the movie, and the films, when I think it's the third one where they have more of the spheres, and they, because in the first one I think there was only one, but when they have, like I don't know, for some reason the scene where we're like, I think it's, is it the opening scene or it's close to the opening scene where he's sitting in his chair. And he has all the spheres that just kind of around him, and like he's holding that one, and opens up and has the brain in the inside of it and shit. Like, there's something about that. I think there's a movie poster that has that from that film, I think. But anything with the spheres like going into somebody, because there's something that first time you see that in the first film, where the guy gets it and it's just like, and it just starts pouring blood at the back of it. Like, I knew I was going to love the movie. I was like, this is cool as fuck. You know, like, I want one of those fucking things. I want one of them, but they're expensive. I got to hold one once. There's a lot of good fucking scenes.
It was the end of the third one when he boos the door and Reggie's against the wall with a bunch of spheres, like, covering his whole body.
Yeah. So they were almost like, piranhas or some shit, you know what I mean? They're just all like, like, that's kind of terrifying.
No,
see what they've done.
They completely are terrifying. There's really no arguing that whatsoever. Like, I don't know. They I'll be honest, man. Like, I saw these movies kind of young. I mean, I was definitely under the age of like 6, and those fucking spheres scared the fucking shit out of me. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, like, it was cheesy, especially, you know, like, going back and watching some of them nowadays. You know, I mean, the blood scenes and...
There it is.
You know, yes. Like, it's insane, but it was pretty scary back in the day, you know, especially for a movie that, when you really broke it down, didn't make a lot of sense to begin with.
No. Not a whole bunch. No. Like, there's like a bunch of different dimensions, and you're in the future, you're in the past, you're in the present. Duder's dead. Duder's not dead. He's now a ball. You know, like, yeah. And I would say, though, you're talking about like how this movie actually freaks you out. In the first one, when they're at the funeral, and kid hangs around and he sees like the tall man, like, you know, picking up the fucking casket by himself and throwing it, you know, back in the hearse and all that. Like, that's kind of terrifying. That's kind of a weird thought, because, like, I've always conspiracies and shit. So it gets me wondering about, like, creepy-ass fucking grave robbers and shit. Like, I don't know. That always freaked me out, though.
Or that's Undertaker himself, because they do all that shit behind closed doors.
Yeah.
And the funerals are about to begin, sir.
The funeral's about to begin.
The first time you see them, it's kind of like the chestburster or an alien. You just don't see that one coming.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all. But you have to admit, though, for being in the 70s when this came out originally, it was a great idea and a cheap way to be effective with horror. And, I mean, because the first one was like a, you know, privately funded, like, independent film. There wasn't, you know, anything really big about it whatsoever. So for them to even be able to get to that point is fucking insane. My least favorite, but had my favorite scene, sphere boobies. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was fucking, that was pretty fucked up. Reggie's kind of a creepoid in that scene.
Did Reggie ever actually get laid in any of the movies? I know he tried, but did he ever actually get laid?
I mean, in three, I mean, he kind of was pretty close.
He gets close, but then no cigar.
No.
Yeah,
who did get lucky? Hey, you know, the poor guy. The tall man got lucky in Phantasm.
Uh-oh.
I mean, we open up with the tall man who shapeshift to a woman to fuck a man, not just to fuck him, but to fuck him to completion before killing him. You know, hence all the boy references.
Boy.
You know, he's into him.
I don't. Yeah, I see. I'd never really thought about that to you, brother. It was my attention earlier.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and yeah, thanks for that. you know, the only thing I can say is the tall man was serious about his job.
He was.
You know, if you're either go big or go home
for their job, but the tall man.
I don't know his mission.
He turned the dead into the dwarves to use as slaves or something.
Yes.
That was it.
Like, let's see. Like, what's his backstory? He's a scientist. He crosses dimensions, comes back changed with shape-shifting powers, being able to cross dimensional planes. I mean, like, it doesn't seem like a lot of it's really explained.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure, though, that he uses his power to turn into women and fuck men. And we see that right away in the opening of the first one. Like, I mean,
I can't argue with that, though.
No,
it is hard to argue with that.
You know, like, what's he going to do? He's either going to kill you and turn you into a dwarf zombie or a dark Jawa, or he's going to turn into a woman, fuck you to a completion, and then kill you. Which kind of always confused me, because, I mean, if he's going to that extreme, I mean, there's plenty of time to kill somebody before having to have sex all the way till they finish inside of you. Because that he didn't get off of them, so the tall man let a dude come inside of him.
Oh, God.
Think about that for a minute.
What if
the tall man, as he shapeshifted into a woman, got impregnated before shapeshifting back?
We love you, Angus. We're not talking shit.
It's in the fucking movie. I mean, you could watch the first 3 minutes of the first movie.
I would say that they – I don't think – I would say that that was, like, something they just didn't even really, like, consider. It was just like, okay, this is a great scene. Let's do this way, you know? false anus.
Oh, Angus Lord. And his false anus.
God. Well, you know, it had to have been I'd say they were probably all high when they came up with that. They're like, oh, this is a great idea. And they didn't think that, you know, somebody on a fucking podcast years later is going to point it out.
You can see it in the other guy's face. It was 100% to completion.
Right, Jeff? See, he just said it again.
It was. like, go back and watch that scene.
It makes it more disturbing.
It does. But the fucked up part is, like, it's real. That's what happens. I mean, not only does he, like, fuck him all the way to completion like that, lets him finish inside of him, but then he's, like, you see him, like, start to fall asleep before he turns back into the tall man and stabs him. So, like, you know he finished in him.
JB, like, get over it. We understand. He finished in him. Quit saying it. The image is getting really bad.
You're welcome. I want to make sure that you know about that.
No, Jeff, none of us will ever again. Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, you guys are very welcome. I hope we do this many times and I'm able to turn a lot of franchises around on you. On the bright side, at least he wasn't reverse cowgirling that guy.
Oh, God. So it might be all in Mike's head, because he's at that age where he's probably very confused about sex or maybe his own sexuality.
Well, yeah,
there is one way to look at it, I guess.
We're getting too deep into this, so to speak.
Not wrong.
Can we come to completion on this part of the show, please? Can we move on about this awesome franchise? Thank you.
Right. Well, I mean, you also got Duke going to try to watch his older brother have sex too. Like, there's all sorts of things in this movie that are just weird, other than the plot kind of just not making sense. And it's still one of my favorite movies.
So he has questions and fears about sex and death.
Yes.
Makes sense, though. Interesting. I mean, because ultimately the movie is about, like, the fear of going to sleep and never waking up, you know.
Jeff, remember when Jaws when Brody shot his load all over Quimp before the shark showed?
No, I don't remember that. Was that? It's been a minute. That explains the ice cream. Jesus fucking Christ. I'm done. I'm fucking done. Fuck you people. I'm out.
Right?
Jesus Christ.
When we do a ranking, I wonder how many people are still going to say number one was their favorite.
Wait, did you say wanking? No, I'm just kidding.
There's no wanking. The tall man took care of it. Oh, man. So anyways, let's go ahead.
Gum was sticking into my hip. Oh.
So, Chuck.
Yeah.
What would you say is your favorite Phantasm film?
Well, the first one's always going to be always the king. It's always the king of the fucking franchise. It's one that, even though none of them make a whole lot of sense, it's the one that it makes the most sense. They just get crazier and crazier as they go on. But besides the first one being the Mac Daddy of it all, I love them all, but I really like 3 and 4 a lot. There's something about the three. I would say 3 is probably my favorite, like out of them besides the first one. I mean, that's where isn't that where the shotgun came about? Or was that in the second one? Was it the second one?
Yeah, that was the beginning.
The second one. Okay. But I mean, you had, you know, it just, you know, like you said, like the adventure just keeps on going. And the third one just seems fun. You get like the kid, you know, you got these interesting characters. You have this crazy kid that has a fucking frisbee full of fucking razors, which I think that's a real fun scene because he just fucking just kills these motherfuckers and that slices that guy's fucking throat.
Did he bury an axe in that girl's head?
Well, the guy that got sliced, like he threw the axe and the kid moved or something.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And she got it. And you also had the bastard version of the bastardization of fucking Steve Buscemi, the little fucking weaselly fucking mob boss, little pawn shop owner guy, because that's what he reminds me of. You know, you have the chick that what was that one girl's name in the 80s? They had the short hair, and she always did like she was in that fucking vampire movie with David Bowie. All right, was it David Bowie she was with?
I know who you're talking about.
Maybe it wasn't David Bowie.
Haircut.
Yeah, she looked very similar. I wonder if that was why they had her like to be that kind of that character. Because wasn't she in one of the Conan movies too? Like, sure. You know, but I mean, like the characters are really cool.
Yeah.
And there's some really good scenes in that movie. There's something that Joe Bob touched down on this when I watched the other day, and I thought about it too, was, where the hell is, Reggie get all the damn money from?
I said that too. Yeah.
He just handed out $100 bills to this woman and the kid just sneaks back in the car.
From driving an ice cream truck? I don't think so, sir.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, a little sling in here on the side. You know, maybe he just kind of like took it upon himself just to raid places on his journey through dimensions.
Well, you know, as he's going, he's finding, you know, quite a bit of like, you know, destroyed areas, things like that. Like, he's probably just ransacking people's pockets. You know, the cops that he killed. I mean, he probably took their money before killing them and burning them.
Right.
I mean,
Now,
that or it's just dirty money and he's selling drugs.
There's always that possibility. I'm sure if they were to remake this movie, which they shouldn't.
No.
I could see that being a thing. But you also got to think about the comedy aspects of these movies too. I mean, cause there's some serious parts. There's some goofy kind of cheesy parts, but there are straight up funny scenes. And usually it's when Reggie's trying to get laid. But one of the funniest scenes though, and I'm pretty sure it's in three, when, is it Mike that turns into the ball or is it Jody? It's Jody, right? Jody's in the ball.
Yeah, Jody.
And when it's knocked around or whatever, like Reggie just picks him up. He's like, oh, Jody, you know, like, I don't know. It's just, there's so much. And that's the other thing is the guy that played Jody, like he ages throughout the whole movie. I mean, it's obvious that he's getting older or whatever. Right. Wow. But man, he
Bill Thornberry.
Yeah. Super nice guy. When I went to Scarefest, when we first walked in, I was wearing my Phantasm shirt. And this guy is walking this way. At first, I didn't realize who he was. And he's like, fuck yeah, Phantasm. And I was like, oh, yeah, man. And I was like, oh, shit. So it's Jody. You know, super nice guy and everything. So I'm not bad mouthed or whatever, but like his acting is very, I don't know, very stale. Like, oh, well, you know, this is what we have to do, Mike. Like, you know, it's. He's probably like the worst actor in this franchise, but I like the fact that he's in him to the end, though. You know,
oh, yeah.
They keep pretty good with all the main characters making some kind of appearance or doing whatever.
I mean, for the most part, I mean, they did like the old Mike, young Mike thing, but I mean, other than that, for the most part, I mean, I've always. Watching these movies, I mean, you can clearly tell, like, especially once you get past, like, the first one, it's like, it just turns into Reggie's story. Like,
really. It really does.
You know, even though the first one really has barely fucking shit to do with Reggie. But
I'm glad it took that turn. You know, with, like, because, I mean, it wasn't the second one, like, his house blows up, you know, and his family's killed and all that shit. And, like, so it turns into not only a search for Jody and to destroy a tall man and to make sure Mike's okay and all that, it also becomes like a revenge, like a complete revenge movie from Reggie's perspective, if that makes sense.
Right.
You know.
Now, wouldn't it have been fucked up if, like, finally by the end, when you finally get to see Reggie get laid, he shapeshifts back into the tall man?
You know? Yeah, that would, I mean, that would be kind of funny. Poor Reggie. Like, come on, man. Poor Reggie. I've always said that I wish that Phantasm could have actually continued it as a comic book. They did that with Nightbreed and a couple other horror movies wherever they just continue the stuff through the comics. Which I think Phantasm, just I could see it as a graphic novel. But I always thought it would be really cool because, I mean, think about it. If Ash, okay, from Evil Dead and all that shit, if Ash and Reggie were to run into each other in a dimension.
That crossover. You're in my head, man.
You know, because, I mean, they're both like hard-headed, like, you know, this is how it's going to be kind of guys. And they're both kind of boneheads in certain extent. Ash is probably worse, but they both have their fucking moments. I mean, Ash actually gets laid. Been
jealous of Reggie's boomstick, though.
they would compare fucking. I could see it too. I could see Ash like bitching the whole time. Like, why didn't I get that weapon? You know what I mean? Like, that would be cool. I've said that
You wanted to say that they were going to compare boomsticks, didn't you?
Yes.
Because that'd be funny. It would be. Like I think they would play off
each other so well because I could picture that scene in my head
where
they're comparing their rifles like they would their dicks in the
I could see them meeting and not liking each other at all at first and like they get in a fight and like pull like a They Live kind of fight, you know what I mean? They just beat the shit out of each other and they realize they're on the same, you know, side, you know, they both have to go after this. Like the Deadites are now teamed up with the Tall Man. You know what I mean? Like, there's that whole fucking. It'd be fucking awesome.
Right.
It would be.
Fucking and they're both total perverts because you can see them both trying to tag team a woman that turns out to be the tall man.
There's another scene.
You can just see Ash going, "God damn it!" Reggie being like, "Not again." You know? Like, and the thing is, they could. I mean, even though it wouldn't be video, really, but. I mean, unless they had something different, but I mean, with Angus being gone, it just wouldn't be right. But it goes back to the comic book idea. You know, you could still have that. I mean, in right. some way, you could even do it in a cartoon. You know, remember the old Spawn cartoon?
Yeah.
Great. You know, have McFarlane fucking do something with Phantasm and all that. That would be fucking cool. I'd be cool. I'd be happy as a pig and shit for that, like, to happen.
Because there's that so would many be great such ideas. Such a fun movie to write. Mm-hmm. It would write itself.
Oh, completely. Right. It would completely, like, yeah.
Yeah, I think it would be a hit, too.
Completely.
You know, at least within the horror community, I think it would really do well. I mean, two very, like, culty-type fucking franchises. You know, yeah. More Phantasm than Evil Dead. I mean, Evil Dead's pretty fucking big deal. You know, I mean, you got video games and everything. I mean... I would personally love to see a Phantasm video game, even if it's just fucking pinball with the fucking sphere.
You know? Right. I know that would be cool as fuck too. That would be see there the video game Evil Dead and Phantasm. There's so many ways about it. You could do this shit.
There was some way to make a little road trip aspect of it, because could you imagine those two in a car together?
Oh yeah, it'd be
whose car would they drive?
Ashes. Well, really? That's another scene there. They could argue about which car they're taking.
I mean, yeah, right. Reggie's pretty strict on his car. I mean,
yeah.
We see in what is it 4, how upset he gets over somebody stealing his car.
Hmm. That's another scene right there. Maybe that's how they beat. Ash tries to
steal Reggie's car because his is broke down. And he puts that. I can just see Reggie like taking his fucking shotgun and just see the shotgun on the back of his neck.
Yeah, that's like, how that got started.
Yeah. See, God, why?
Is anyone of power that could? Is anybody listening?
We just need to take a road trip and knock on Don Cascarelli's door and be like, "Hey, we need something to happen."
I would write.
Well,
that
I don't know if
free.
He even has any of the stuff going on with it because I mean, he had very like. Other than the story and the characters, he didn't have anything to do with the last movie.
He didn't?
David Hartman did it. He was the director and writer for it. For
Casco didn't. He just produced it.
Yeah, well, he did the character creation. I don't even know if he was one of the producers for it.
Did he just get a base one credit or something?
I don't know if he even got a credit. Like I'm looking it up right now so we can at least see if he did.
I thought he had more to do with it than that. Because he talked about it when I saw the panel.
Well, I mean, talking about something that's based off of all your work, I mean, that's one thing. But I mean,
yeah,
you know, like he was a writer for Bubba Hotep. But let's see, Ravengers is based on characters created and written by. Mm-hmm. But it's based on, not written and created. Mm-hmm. Produced, he produced Ravenger.
Okay.
So, you know, he had something to do with it, but he only produced 3, 4, and 5. So, I mean, dude's done, you know, some pretty cool work, but.
Yeah. Which, you know, we haven't really talked about Ravenger that much. I really enjoyed that one, too. I thought it was good. I couldn't wait to see that. Oh, it took forever for me to finally get to watch it. And I enjoyed it. And you know what's kind of funny, going back to your whole thing from the first one? It's kind of funny. It's called Ravager.
Right? Yeah.
Chicka-pow-wow.
Yeah, he ravaged all them boys.
The funeral's about to begin.
Yeah, there's definitely some really, really weird scenes. There's no arguing that. Like, I will say, though, I think, like, one of my favorite scenes with the tall man is when you get Reggie going back in time before the tall man goes into the other dimension and you kind of like, because, like, realistically, when you see Angus Scrimm and, like, other roles and stuff, like, it's always, like, small bit parts, and you really don't get too much of any kind of, you know, difference with him in general. Like, you don't get to see any of his acting chops. But when you see Reggie going back in time, and I believe that's what? Is that Oblivion? I think it's
Yeah, four. So I think that's he's talking about when Angus was good before he turned bad.
Yes.
Yeah, four. Yeah, Oblivion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So when he goes back and everything, I mean, and you get to see him, like, smiling and being happy, and it's a really, really cool scene, you know.
I agree, actually. That's one of the reasons why I really like that one too.
I think that's one of those things that they probably could have even played at his funeral just to, like, just show how happy and good of a guy he was. Like, I mean, just seeing him in that scene, just he seems like he would have been a legitimately really good guy.
Yeah.
Despite the way he was acting in that scene alone. Uh-oh, guys.
Oh, he's on his way. Really?
Wow. Ooh. Hopefully he finishes faster than the tall man. I will keep bringing it back to that damn sex scene.
On that note, I'll be right back, guys.
Okay, be careful, Chuck. So, let's see, Jeff. There's got to be a scene with Ash and Reggie in the S-Mart. Yeah,
maybe Reggie goes into the S-Mart to get supplies.
Right. And Ash thinks he's a deadite. You see, like, a little fight scene.
He could try to kill him first. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
See, we could write this whole movie right here.
I mean, it's not bad. See, Richard 3 was the most entertaining and my favorite. Great violence and gore, fast paced. And Rocky was hot. Yeah, yeah. Reggie thought so too. Remind me of Reanimator, but I don't know why. Reggie's one liners are the best delivered here. And semen jokes. Gotta love it. You're welcome, Jeff. I do it for you. Just for you. I don't know anybody who likes a good semen joke better than Jeff. Oh, God.
Well, I don't know. Are we going to come back around to Chuck's cum socks?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's... that's almost just as gross, so, like... I guess we could talk about it since Chuck's not here right now. Like, how did that story even unfold?
I honestly don't remember. I have to go back and look.
Yeah.
But I don't really want to.
You don't want to? Well, we're talking about like there's these cloth things, and they get really, really stiff when they're around somebody named Chuck.
And they get fucking shit. Around. Stop. Stop. We're done with that shit, okay? We're done for now. Okay?
I didn't bring it up, to be fair.
Who brought it up?
Oh, man, you thought it was dead. Resurrects.
From a sock?
Just the subject of your cum sock.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about it in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't.
Well, I mean, I think everything's always better talked about, so it helps, you know, get you past that moment in your life.
Well, we talked about it for like 3 or 4 weeks in a row. What else is there to say?
Nothing. Moving on. Movie. Phantasm.
All right. Fine.
We said phantasm, not orgasm. Let's move on. Thanks.
So okay, actually, fine. Were all these films in Reggie's head and not Mike's, you could say?
Jeff says, oh, come on, now I'm invested in the damn story.
Too bad. Anyway.
I have to go back and look at old episodes. I have to find it.
Right. Well, kind of back to what you said earlier, Jeff, semen jokes, gotta love it. Semen jokes, gotta love it. Sometimes you gotta love it into a sock. There you go.
I'm going to say this, and I'm very serious when I say I'm really glad that there are moments where I'm really glad my family doesn't watch this show. so glad. My legacy is going to be amazing. I could just see it now, and I'm dead. There's just going to be an indention of a sock on my
table. I can honestly say that I don't have that perk. I do have family members that do watch. And I'm sure they get very disappointed in me when I talk about old men fucking other people to completion. So, I mean.
We're not angry, JP. We're just disappointed.
I always hated that worse. Hey, you know what? I walked that line. My shot glass says, I walked the line, but I failed the breathalyzer. And that's that right there. That's the words to live by. I don't know. I just want to get on back with what we're talking about.
Okay, fine, fine. We'll
Where's Chad? Damn it, we need Chad to come in here and talk.
Whatever. We. I mean, Chad's taking too long. And let's be honest. As soon as Chad gets here, he's probably going to bring up those socks anyway. So, going back to Phantasm. I.
Why not?
I mean, that's kind of why we're here, guys. So, we've basically. We've hit almost every fucking point about like what we really like about them, like some of the stuff about every one of them for the most part. I mean, I, man, if you had to rank them though, I mean, like how would you rank these movies?
You know, that is a weird thing because you know you were talking, I don't know, on here before you got on the show about how every movie is pretty much the same story. It's the same plot every time, you know.
Right.
Right. Reggie's out, so he's looking for the tall man, you know, all that shit or whatever. So it is kind of a tricky one, but I think I would have a way of rating them, though. Like, you know, based on the story plots and the characters and some of the death scenes and all that in general, some of the dialogue, right. You know.
All right, well, let's hear your ranking, Chuck.
So are we, but 1 through 10, is that what we do?
No.
What are you talking about?
There's only 5 movies. How would you rank them?
Which yeah, is like
favorite
from
the least favorite.
Oh, favorite to least favorite.
Or least favorite to favorite.
However
least you want to do it. I don't really care.
Least favorite, I would say, I would go from least favorite, it would go. It'd probably go 2, 5. 4, 3, 1.
Probably. So your all-time favorite's the one with the tall
it's
man.
The original, yes. I love the original.
Gotcha.
Boy!
That beginning scene gets you every time, huh?
You know it. No, that's actually terrifying to me.
There's not too many things more terrifying than having sex until you finish and then realizing it was somebody that you didn't think.
We've all been there. I mean,
some of us with people, some of us with socks.
Wait, you're not Jennifer Aniston? I feel lied to.
What about you, Dave? If you had to go and put these in any kind of order, how would you rank these?
From favorite to least favorite might be easier, but it's like you said, it's basically one really long movie.
Yeah.
So it is kind of hard. But I would say from favorite to least favorite, just because to me that would be a little easier. I'd say 1, in my opinion, 1, 3, 2, 4, 5, 6.
6?
Or 5.
Okay.
I don't know why I said 6. Sorry.
Did I miss one?
I just kept counting.
Right. JV's order needs to be on which has the most sex to completion. Funny enough, it kind of is.
Part 6 would be Ash meets Reggie.
Right, which would probably be a significantly better movie than most of them. I would rank them 1, 3, 4, 2, 5.
So I was the only one that went bottom up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you did. It's okay. I mean, you're a bottom up kind of guy.
I knew it was coming. Shut the fuck up. I realized what I just said. Hush.
Okay, fine. you set me up all the damn time.
We know where this is going, God damn it. We don't need to fucking like recap. Thanks.
I will say, though, for me, like, 3 and 4 is where I have a really hard time there because, like, I personally really like 4 a lot. You know, I mean, it's kind of hard not to see, like, it. Four is like the only one where it seems like we actually get like some kind of a story.
Yeah,
that's just different. And it's not like it's still part of the actual like main plot of it and everything, but I mean, we're getting some of the not really reasoning behind why, but some of the reasoning beyond how, you know, like it's at least giving us that. I really wish I knew what was in his fucking mind before he fucking made these movies. You know, like
it's they get confusing as they go on. I mean, they really do get more almost David Lynchy. Where you're like, I think I know. No, I don't know. I have no fucking clue. I like it. I don't know why, but I love this. This is great. Yeah.
I feel like if you tried to explain it, it would work against you, and you'd end up with kind of a mess. Well, like,
I think they like. Even when you go in, like I was reading the synopsises earlier, like those are like the legit synopsises that I was reading. And what was it? The synopsis for four: Mike travels through time and dimensions to find the tall man's origins. Like when we're getting a synopsis that's literally a sentence, like you know, and I mean anything past like the first one is basically going to like that point. Like there's not a lot there.
Yeah,
because it's just the next chapter of the story,
right?
Yeah, that, like, they're like, you know, a sentence away from just saying you saw the last one, right? Yeah, and that's all it says.
The next one,
right?
Yeah,
it's just, I don't know. Like in a weird way, I almost wish they would have done like a almost like a Tremors type thing and like introduce like new kinds of creatures throughout it. You know, maybe like right. Their version of the ass blasters. You know,
I've never even, I know I haven't seen all of those, but I do know what you're referring to.
I've seen way more of them than any man should admit.
I love the Tremor movies. I ain't gonna lie about that. The ones I've seen, I really enjoy.
They're fun. That's for sure.
They're fun.
Right. So yeah, Richard says, 3142. Did not see really? Five. Did not like the change of actor in two. Then he came back for the later movies.
Yeah. Everybody feels it.
Five is not a horrible movie. I mean,
I like it.
Let's be honest, we've all seen way worse. And Jeff, it's like trying to explain a dream.
It really is. That is exactly what it is.
I think that's the point.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, I can't really speak for everybody here, but like, this is one of those movie franchises that's like, being in the position that, you know, we're in, it's hard to really review a franchise of movies that's all the same thing.
A lot of horror franchises are very, very similar throughout, but in this one weird. Does, it's different. Yeah. It's a little more ridiculous, right. But like, you know,
some of them have more balls than the others in a very literal sense. But I mean, that's about it. Like it's just odd, you know. I mean, it's a crazy story. It's a fun story. It's a great, great fucking watch, though. I mean. There's a lot with it. I personally really fucking enjoyed.
Yeah, and I miss movies like that tried something different, that did something different. You know, I don't know if we'll ever get movies like that again. Because I figure if anything, the studio will interfere with the writers and say we want this to be more coherent.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but I mean, sometimes that doesn't even work these days. I mean. Yeah, shitty fucking horror movies being put out all the fucking time. You know, look how fucking horrible fucking Firestarter it is.
I have not seen it. I have heard about it, and yuck.
Well, I mean, all you gotta say is produced by Blumhouse.
That's not all you gotta say.
Right away, but... it's a fucking crock of shit film.
Yeah.
Every time.
That's what I'm saying. We need these independent directors that love the genre and want to do something different.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not like I said, I think they made the first one for $300,000.
Right.
You don't need $300 million to make a fucking movie.
Not only to mention that, but I mean, very, very fucking progressive too. I mean, you know, we're just now getting to like the, you know, point in life where, you know, over the last few years where like we're a lot more accepting to, you know, transsexuals or in Phantasm's case, shapeshifters. And it's weird and but so cool how, you know, like I said, how progressive he was back then and how he was allowing this, you know, man on man sex to happen on screen.
I never thought of it that way either.
I think that JB just has some things he has to work out. And I think that's what he's doing right now. He's getting into therapeutic issues now.
I am working them out on screen.
Live before your eyes.
Live. I'm just saying, you know, like, you know, on top of being an independent movie, low budget, I mean, he really took some real world things and showed it off. Help the world out.
You're such a smart ass. You really fucking are. But I mean, the thing, I never understood as a kid how that first Phantasm didn't really make sense. But I appreciate it in the sequel I've seen. They keep you off balance because you can't guess what's coming next. And that's kind of the thing. I mean, like, even though you have an idea, you know what's coming on next. But, you know, they stand alone. I mean, there's not any other movies that like, yeah, there's other, you know, other movies that like had dreams and shit like that. But this one goes a little deeper. You know, this is a little deeper than Nightmare on Elm Street. This is showing like the different realms of like one's mind, you know, and it always asks the question, is it really happening or is it all in a fucking dream?
Uh-huh. Right. Right.
And they never answer it. And
do we just like all that. Have dementia?
I mean, I don't know.
I think when it turned to Reggie's story, I think it ended with him having dementia, right? So was it really Reggie's story the whole time?
Well, I mean, it didn't just end like that. Like, they jumped to the dementia thing. What was that? I think it was three when they jumped into talking about him having dementia. Wasn't it?
Mm-mm.
No, four. It was four.
Okay.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Because
after he shot that first ball after getting his car back, and then just like cut screen, boom. And he's sitting there walking around, not walking, he's in a wheelchair. Oh, you have dementia.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I got to say, though, Don Cascarelli, though, I love his style, though, because I mean, John Dawes at the end, you know, that's a good one. That's a very underrated movie, in my opinion. Bubba Hotep, you know, that he also made that one. I don't know. I like his kind of like fucked up way of thinking, and I appreciate him making these fucking films and coming up with the tall man and all this shit. It's cool. It's a good story.
Do you want to hear something pretty cool that you probably didn't know?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Bubba Nosferatu has been announced. Curse of the She-Vampires, the sequel to Bubba Hotep. Prequel. And the storyline is the prequel to Bubba Hotep finds Elvis shooting a film in Louisiana when he runs afoul of a coven of She-Vampires.
I can dig that. That sounds like a weird fucked up Hammer film. That's what that sounds like.
I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, dude writes some fucking weird shit. He's awesome, but I mean,
I like that though. That's what I'm saying.
I wonder how his head works. You know, I really, really do. Uh oh, is somebody here? What'd he say?
He walks in and he says, "Did I hear somebody say cum socks?"
No,
I told
you
it was going to be the first thing he said. And I just guessed.
No, because he heard it.
No, he didn't. He just walked in and said
But he even said he was on his way. He heard something. Damn it.
Yes, yeah. Bubba Hotel was awesome. This is, I think he meant Bubba Hotel. Yeah.
I'm gonna say that's a spelling correct.
Right, right. So Chad, what do you have to ask? Jeff was really curious on the origin story of that.
We're not getting into this. Look, dude, it's one. We've been on here an hour and 5 minutes. Okay, like we're not doing this.
Gotta go. You catch up.
Oh shit.
Well, I mean, it would still be nice to know the origin story. I mean, Jeff has been dying. He's been messaging me nonstop, wondering about this origin story and how these crusty socks came to be.
I will message him, and I will send him a voice message and give him the whole story if he really wants that. So, Jeff, if you really want to go through that kind of pain, let me know.
That's right, your next episode on the comic book. Come sucks.
Jesus, fuck my Jeff, life.
I've heard about Bubba Nosferatu for some time, but I'm not sure we'll actually get made. I don't know either, but I do know that it's been announced. It's definitely on the IMDb pages, so I mean, it's as far as I know. I would love for it to be real, you know. Unfortunately, you know, some things like that do happen where they get announced and everything and never really made.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
I mean, we're all fucking waiting on Beetlejuice 2 still.
That's never so, happened.
Yeah, I don't know. I never thought I'd be alive to see a fucking Willow fucking sequel in here.
That is true. That is true.
You know, but yeah. Jeff, don't fucking put this on me, damn it. I don't really need to know about Chuck's private shit.
Oh no, I, you know what? You know, just because I think you're gonna get a few voice messages from me there, buddy. Okay, now
Jeff doesn't ask me. I made that all
sending
up.
Photos.
Well, you know what? You know what? Blame JB because now you are going to hear all about it.
I know Ron Perlman is supposed to step into the Elvis role.
Really? I mean, I like old Perlman, but that just changed the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, he's. I don't know, Ron Perlman.
He's too box jawed for Elvis.
Yeah,
he's Hellboy.
Bruce Campbell's Elvis.
Yeah, I agree with that. I can't imagine Ron Perlman playing that role. I mean, I can see Ron Perlman maybe doing Frankenstein in a role like that. You know, that's like, I don't know. I like Ron Perlman, don't get me wrong. I don't
like the idea of him being
no, at
all.
No.
That makes me go, ugh, no. No, 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 no. Richard, we don't need Clay playing fucking
Richard
Elvis. Hey, you know, so Chad's here now, and I know we don't have much time left, or whatever. Chad, how do you rate the Phantasm films?
Yes, please let us know.
I agree,
like, separately or in a whole?
As a whole, like going from your least favorite to favorite to or favorite to least favorite, because I did. Least favorite to favorite, these motherfuckers do the other way.
What?
Do it the other way so you can be like us.
Oh, God damn it.
So go least.
Is everybody just going to be difficult with me tonight?
First or what?
No, start with your favorite.
Favorite? I'm a sucker for always picking the original just because that's where it came from.
All right. You like that intro scene where the tall man turns into a woman and fucks a man to completion before killing him.
I mean, the word completion has been used so many times.
Coitus. It's so weird.
God damn it.
Coitus.
He didn't even wipe up after he came inside of him.
Let Chad talk. You've said enough, JB.
Sorry.
Chad. I'll probably end up going like 1-3. That's a tough one.
You're getting ready to have my list.
1-3-2-4-5.
Nope.
Bam.
Totally different on that last one.
See, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Except I had six for some reason.
If I don't see hashtag.
Whenever Dave was in the hospital, he really fucking went to the other world, and him and Tall Man made a new movie.
Jeff, I promise you, hashtag what were your orders? Will be in this. Mine was 13425.
Mine was
two first, just because of all the little Sam Raimi little hints to it.
Well, yeah, mine was 1, 3, 4, 5, and 2. That was mine. Right. So.
I think the only constant is that we all like number one the most.
Mm-hmm. And three, right?
I mean,
three. Yeah. I had a lot of fun with four, though. I mean, to me, it's like three and four. I mean, I could change those around at any point in time and still not be upset.
So yeah. Two had one of my favorite lines, and that's whenever he said, whenever you think you die, you go to heaven, but you come to us.
Oh, yeah, that is pretty. Yeah, that is a good line.
Whenever he's fucking up the preacher.
Yeah.
Like, that shit was dope. That's what sold me on, too.
You remember that, Chuck?
I promoted the show we did on Ernest Scared Stupid for my podcast with hashtag Rimjob. Yeah, because you kept calling the dog Rimjob.
You're welcome, Jeff. I bet you got all sorts of fucking listeners. See, expected a way different show.
Yeah, see, JB and I have a real fun game we like to play when we go on as guests on people's shows. We like to pick out a word and see how many times we can say it. And I'd say Shani and the Happy Hour News guys got probably the best one out of that.
Got the rim job.
Jeff got the rim job.
That's the guy.
Jeff got the rim job.
He's a starfish.
Yeah.
What did we do with Shanty? Was it anus?
It was anal.
Anal.
And we said it way, way more than I thought. But we made sure that we said anal in every sentence we said. And like, I feel like they were catching on to things as we were going on.
Oh my god! Yeah, yeah. For real. If anybody listens to the Happy Hour News team, and Shanty, I hope you're checking this out. If somebody could count how many times the word anal is said by us, I would greatly appreciate that. I mean, it's just fun to figure out like how many times we actually said it. I mean,
yeah, they made
it was like an hour episode, hour and a half, and we had to have said it at least 200 times.
Yeah, Shane even made the comment. I think it was Shane that said, we almost need a counter for how many times they say anal.
Make it a drink. But
I think they figured it out.
You would have been dead. You would have been dead if you would try to make that a drinking game. Oh man. And god damn, I fucking love Ernest Scared Stupid. We were just talking about Ernest earlier. I always
like Go to Jail.
I always like Go to Jail as well, but yeah, Scared Stupid and Jail are my two favorites.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Dr. Otto.
Yeah, that's another good one. I mean, I'm a huge Scared Stupid fan. Scared Stupid is kind of like what got me into horror in the beginning.
Goes to Camp was always my favorite.
That's a classic.
Yeah,
it's classic.
Jeff, I never actually received the rim job. I mean, if I'm owed one, who's gonna settle up here?
Well, it came from JB's mouth, so.
I mean, we'd have to probably do rock, paper, scissors for it.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. That's you. That's you. Ain't no rock, paper, scissors in this motherfucker.
Yeah. Sean, blood alcohol poisoning if it was a drinking game.
You're completely.
Not fucking joking there. Richard, what was the tattoo work tonight, Chad? Why don't you show us?
And it's not done yet, but
I hope it's a sock. I hope it's a sock. 7:30. So bad.
Look at this fucking shirt. That's sweet. Did you just get that?
I like that.
It's a fucking sweet shirt.
Oh, well.
Very cool.
That is cool. How'd that feel?
Not bad, actually.
No?
No, not really. Wasn't too bad.
It took a long time. You were very late.
Well, we didn't really even get started till 7:30. Because usually whenever me and him get together, we bullshit for a good hour and a half to 2 hours just because we just kind of like go back and forth with different shit, like different techniques and shit we've seen tattooing and shit. Because he was my mentor. He's the one who pretty much taught me how to tattoo.
Okay.
Like, I was his apprentice for a while.
That's awesome.
Yeah, once we get together, that's why I usually don't make any plans for anything after tattooing. So that way, like, I didn't even tell him about the podcast till we were done because I didn't want him to feel like he was rushed. Like, I don't like being rushed when I come tattooing.
No, I can understand that, though. Right. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, I didn't even let him know about it or else we would have probably called it earlier.
Hopefully he watches and realizes how fucked up these movies are. How awesome they are. Jeff says, JB, you just started, so maybe you need to finish. I mean, Jeff, dude, I mean, you're really wanting me to do some pretty fucked up shit to you, buddy. Like, we're really cool, but I mean, we're not tall man cool.
Well, I've got things to do.
Oh, man. Oh, and Richard says nice. I'm assuming he's talking about the tattoo there. That's for sure. Man, I'm
not going to lie. Like, I was watching on my way home, and then I heard, like, it was funny because I had my phone just, like, sitting in my fucking cup holder. And then I heard the word cum socks.
Knew it. Told you. He heard that shit.
Yeah. What did it make you think of?
God damn it.
It made you think of Chuck. Every time you hear the word cum socks, you think of Chuck.
I mean, the people only that time have known heard cum socks is whenever I talk to Chuck.
People that have known my ass for fucking years will tell you the same thing. It's not a legacy I want to leave behind, but I am Chuck Nasty.
You are.
Yep.
So, how did you find out about these socks, Chad?
What?
Chuck was like, I don't think I ever want to do this again. Oh, man. Hey, no. I guess it's time to stiffen another sock, guys. So, that had to be your new, like, sign-off. You know, like, be like,
I love all you motherfuckers. I really do. But fuck all y'all.
Oh, I love you too, Chuck. Jeff, well, I tried. I mean, you tried harder than most people would have tried to get a rim job. But I can't say I blame you. I mean, Chuck's like, yeah. Just so you know, Jeff, me and Chuck will be doing a rock, paper, scissors game later, and we will do what we can to try to send that out to you, buddy.
Lord, this took a completely different turn tonight.
I kind of expected it, you know. I mean,
call it like rock, sock, scissors, since like technically this could be like a stiff sock.
Well, I mean.
Thanks, Chad.
I don't know. Would you say rock, socks, and scissors? Because, like, I mean, rock, wouldn't it be like socks, paper, and scissors? Because wouldn't the sock be as hard as a rock?
Is his sack hard as a rock? I don't know.
Sock. That's sack.
My sack is not hard as a rock. Thank you.
No.
Ouch.
This. Does Chuck need to buy socks? Oh, I think that's what we're gonna do, guys. Is I think we're gonna start taking donations to get Chuck new socks.
Oh God, don't!
Like, I feel bad.
So, Phantasm was a great movie. Thanks for joining us all. See ya,
Chuck. I didn't mean to contribute. You know you're my bro.
Oh yeah, I love y'all.
Yeah.
Bros, fuck all y'all, jobs. But I love you.
Nobody means to, but everybody just does it anyway. Contributes.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Everybody always contributes to my fucking life pain.
Oh, we all love you. You know?
I thought you didn't mean to give Chuck socks. Contribute and give him the socks.
Starts spouting talks and handing them out to people.
Add a donation button.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I believe there's the PayPal link on the Tales from the Podcast website. So, I mean, if you send in enough there, I will definitely make sure that Chuck gets a new pack of socks.
Yeah, it's going to cost about $120 just and I can get it, as many socks as that will buy.
It
won't go to booze or weed.
I haven't talked to Chuck about this yet, And luckily, it looks like he's frozen, so he can't really argue with me on this. So, if you buy him a pack of socks, that's fucking awesome. Nice. But if you send in an extra $50 on top of that pack of socks, he will send a stiff one back to you.
Oh.
He has to sign it, though.
In the words of Amber Heard.
He has to sign it, though? I mean, he could.
Dog got stung by a bee.
I mean, what would be a better way?
Certificate of authenticity.
Yeah, yeah, I'll print off one.
I'll even make sure it's a picture. You know that it's the real one.
You even got to number them so you have numbered socks.
Get some of those like Beckett witness signature things.
I never thought in like a million years that like 25 years ago, that these jokes would haunt me all the way. Till now, it's my fault. It's my fucking fault. I fucking open my mouth, and this is what happens. It haunts me. So this is what happens. So watch what you say, kids.
Try to tell it's bigger, Chuck. Oh God! I mean, send it $200.
You know, I haven't used a towel. I haven't used a towel in years. Thank you very much.
No.
So there, guy.
The socks.
I don't use towel or socks.
You don't use towels or socks?
Mm-hmm.
Just your belly?
We're not going into this. Nope, I'm too comfortable to talk about my shit, and that's what causes this right here.
Plays basketball with his belly button.
God. No, ain't nothing like that. Fuck me running.
Because I got up and walked away? See, Jeff, if that happens, I'm going to find so much to completion stuff to send JB. I will fully admit that I probably talked about the completion scene quite a bit today. I just feel it's important that everybody needs to realize that. I truly think that everyone kind of forgot that the intro to Phantasm is a really, really awkward sex scene with the tall man taking a cum shot. And it's one of those, it's just a weird thing. And he goes all the way to completion with another man before, you know, turning back into the tall man and then killing somebody, which I just want people to realize that that's what they're watching. You know, they're definitely watching a very, very awkward sex scene.
See, I can't wait to go back and watch this so I can see what I missed.
It's the beginning scene of the,
I mean, Phantasm, like the whole thing, like out of all of them.
Oh, out of all of them?
Yeah. Not. I don't want to watch Phantasm. I'm saying, like, watch the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Are you okay, Chuck? You keep moving your.
No, I'm just I'm having. I've got some things that I need to go do, and I'm having to tell people to hold on.
Uh oh. Chuck doesn't want to talk to us no more, guys. He's frozen again. So, anyways, we went through all of our lists and everything. We talked about which ones we liked the most. Anybody have any final thoughts on anything to do with Phantasm or Come
Talk? I'm just surprised they never really had a crossover with Ash and Reggie, because that would have been the fucking ultimate mashup.
We were talking about that, too.
Yeah, they were one in the same, like, in so many ways, you know what I mean? Like, even, like, Reggie had the fucking Hemi Cuda, which blew up, and he still had in the next one. Fucking yeah. Ash always had the Delta.
Yeah.
We sat here and wrote like 3 or 4 scenes from.
Oh yeah, we basically a whole movie script was damn near came up with here.
Right.
You know, and it's a great thing, that's for sure.
It's just weird that they fucking didn't use what's his face for part 2 just because they wanted a known actor.
Well, I mean,
and then they said Brad Pitt fucking actually auditioned for the role of Mike. And then Reggie Bannister actually had to audition for the role of Reggie in the second one.
Well, and that's all. That's what happens when the studio fucking starts interfering with shit.
Well, I mean, it just is what it is. You know, there's nothing you can do about it. I always kind of wondered, though, like, why Reggie played Reggie. Like, I always feel like people who play a character that's their name probably get really confused when they're acting as somebody else.
I think that too. I've always said that too. I always
wondered how much money Reggie made selling ice cream and shit, because he had the fucking dope house. He had like endless money just throwing stacks of hundreds around.
Right. Yeah, I brought that up earlier. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
He was the best fucking ice cream vendor ever in this small little town that had like fucking a population of a grand, maybe.
Yeah,
well, I mean, he's probably dealing drugs outside
had
of
to
ice
be.
Cream.
He was pulling some sweet, like
Cheech and Chong. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was Cheech and Chong shit out of a fucking ice cream truck.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. Like,
right.
Well, what else really could it have been?
Meth.
You know,
not that time.
Maybe that's what really happened to his hair. He sold that.
The coolest guy with the skullet. Okay.
That is like the best fucking car movie ever for the like.
Yeah, it's pretty badass.
That Coda was sick.
Oh, yeah. I agree completely.
You can tell because, like, from part, I think, 3 to 4, I noticed the rims changed, so I could tell they got a new one.
Right? I still, I don't know. I still think 4 is fucking amazing. Like, you know, especially, you know, the whole car scene in the beginning of it and everything where he's, you know, his car stolen, he's walking, and then he gets a ride. Once again, just pulling out fucking money. But, right.
That's what I mean. He's got fucking endless stacks of bills. Like,
he does. He does.
He's
got to
be
mean,
a temporary drug dealer. Like, that's the only way.
Well, I mean, it makes me feel like I might have fucked up with my job. Maybe I should just really just bought an ice cream thing and just went that route. Okay.
So kids fentanyl out of the back of an ice cream truck.
You like in Shameless?
Yeah. I never finished that shit, though. What the fuck?
I don't, he's done this earlier, too. I don't know what happened. He just kind of went off. He'll be back, though.
Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah.
he went on sabbatical.
Oh, no. I'll just go ahead and throw it out there. Purchased a new mouse, and one of the buttons just on the side just kind of goes back.
Mm, gotcha.
Yeah. I'm not used to it. Yeah, it's my fault. Sorry, guys. You know, could be worse. On the bright side, my socks are soft. So,
do you prefer the white tube socks with the 3 stripes, or like the gray ones with like the big red patch?
Me?
No, Chuck.
Who do you think he's talking to, Jay?
You. Any answer there?
I'm not gonna answer this. I'm not. There is an answer, but I'm not doing this anymore. I'm done.
You're using your new mouse to completion.
Cotton or silk? Hold on. Is there silk socks?
Do they have silk socks?
Okay, this has been fun and all. Love you guys.
I mean, like. Like, let's be honest. Like, if Chuck had silk socks, I mean, that's where it's going every time.
No, like, I totally just to go back to Phantasm so we don't irritate Chuck, but.
Oh, no. I mean, you know, I'm not really irritated at this point. It's just.
He's like, God damn.
The socks are
going to haunt him in his dreams.
Yeah, it's gonna be tall man but with a big sock on his head. Chuck.
Right. Tries to give you the mandible claw with one of your socks on his hand.
That's funny, the sock.
can we just I can't do this anymore. I need supervision.
Okay, fine. Well, It's still been a great conversation, guys. We should probably wrap up. Don't want to make Chuck's friends wait on him. And
it isn't just that.
We hit rock bottom.
I just want to say sorry that I was late because I really, really did want to do this episode because I had a lot of fun rewatching all these movies. I watched them all twice.
Yeah, man. We hated that you were able to make it either, bro.
Yeah,
we're glad you got to come in, you know, when you did, though. At least a little bit.
It's really just been a crazy week, too, so I kind of figured, like, something else was going to fucking kind of, meh.
I can understand that.
Things happen in threes, and they happen in 3 days, but it wasn't too bad. It's just...
Well, we'll have to make sure the next crossover episode that you're able to come there and be for the entire show.
Yeah, next time I'm off on a Friday, like, I always usually work, so I'll fucking hit you guys up.
Right. We'll definitely have to come up with a really, really good idea of what we're going to do. So, yeah. You know, Jeff, dude, I know you always have some pretty fun suggestions on stuff. I mean, if you got an idea, I mean, that'd be cool. What'd you say, Dave?
I was going to say, if anybody in the chat has an idea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Hit me or Dave up or any of us, really. If you, and, you know, before we go, I definitely want to let you guys know, like, I greatly appreciate you all coming on. I mean, this is a fun event. I like doing this kind of stuff. It's cool to talk with you guys. And, you know, for anybody in the audience, I mean, our PayPal link is there. And if you send enough money, I will talk to Chuck and we will figure this out. And you will get some, you know, hard socks sent your way. I will do what we have to do for that. And
just send me your money and I'll just tell you what I do with it.
Well, we'll show you. We'll send it to you, and you'll have one of your own. And I feel like I'm kind of like Chuck's pimp because I'm definitely going to keep, like, at least 40%. So Chuck's like, fuck you and your 40%. And Jeff says, to completion, the history of sex scenes in modern cinema. I'd probably do a pretty good job about that. Like, I mean... From the sounds of today's show, I mean, it seems like a lot of people kind of forgot about the tall man fucking another man in this whole movie. So, Pixar, it didn't happen. I mean,
do we really
PayPal's
want that?
There, guys. PayPal's there. You want Pixar, it didn't happen? Pixar are going to cost you an extra $3.
I'm just going to start OnlyFans. It's just going to be pictures of socks.
Oh, God. This is going to be fun. I will, too. I mean, I could probably make a really good OnlyFans for you.
Weird fetish merch.
Oh, Lord.
It does.
Anybody got anything to say, though, before we go ahead and get out of here?
Yeah, fuck you.
Me?
Oh, y'all. No, I'm just kidding. I love you. No.
Oh, God. Well, I mean, that's fair. Sean says Wolf Cop 1 and 2.
Oh, gosh.
I mean...
I haven't seen the second one. The first one's fine.
There's a funny sex scene in there, too, guys.
Oh, good God.
Whatever. I noticed. Dave, Chad, you guys got anything you want to go ahead and throw out there before we get out of here?
No, like, again, like, just sorry that I didn't make the whole show because I'm sure it was fun. Like, this is definitely one of the, in my opinion, like, one of the top horror franchises that just kind of, like, once you watch one, you got to fucking go through the whole list. Like, it don't matter. Like, right. Hope you got 10 hours of fun.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Like, yeah, for real.
Like, there's just so much shit. Like, that. Those movies are great. Like, that put them up there probably a few down, but up there with, like, the Evil Dead franchise.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Well said. I got nothing to add to that.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much nailed everything that I could say.
Video Store Clerks on Wednesday nights.
That's true. That's very true.
There you
and,
go.
I mean, and thanks to everybody who decided to watch this video all the way to completion. It's greatly appreciated. And I guess with that being said, follow Dave over there at Night to Dawn. And Video Store Clerks over there. Check out Tales from the Podcast. You can find all the links at talesfromthepodcast.com. PayPal links there. Send any kind of money and everything, and we'll send you some crusty socks from Chuck. And with that being said, the script is closed.
This is Video Store Clerks. All movies, all the time. Welcome to the store.
Thanks for listening, kiddies. You're all a scream.
This is Video Store Clerks. All movies, all the time. Welcome to the store.